left, they're the freaking best. Are we left, the best podcast from east to west. Without Matt, Rich, and Nikolai, such a guess, it's all.
A bunch of wild dogs outside here.
Yeah, we've been having that lately.
Oh, you had a pack of dogs?
Pack of
you
dogs.
Have wild dogs.
Yeah, we got to buy extra meat now and we just chuck it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so did you ever think that the problem of your wild dogs was related to the fact that you are chucking meat to
no,
them?
No, because they showed up before the
meat.
Yeah,
the meat's a reason we throw the meat because of the dogs.
Yeah, I didn't have meat on me before.
Yeah, they were there. And we didn't have the meat, and then that was a problem.
I mean, it's a solution for the time being.
It's not, because they're going to want more meat, and they're going to stay there.
Then you have, then you have the meat.
Yeah, then we tame them.
Yeah.
Then you okay.
Oh, shit.
You either have the meat, or they get the meat.
What do I do with the dogs? I ride them.
Whoa, that's cool. That might save you money, like, on Subway tokens. That's a thing still, right?
Yeah. I need my tokens. <Yeah. laughs>
I feel my pocket full of Subway tokens.
1972, Nikolai.
I need these Subway tokens. I don't think Subway tokens, honestly, I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say early 90s they've been gone.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't remember Subway tokens. I certainly never used them. But
no.
It's yeah, still no. Such a novel idea.
Yeah, you know. And afterwards, you would go shopping at Woolworth's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, you know, once
I wish.
Judith gets off her shift at Lord & Taylor's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never got to see a Woolworth's.
Good name choice.
Thank you.
You never got to see a Woolworth's?
No, I never. I'm pretty sure they were all dead by the time I was a boy.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, what. What was it? Woolworths? I just kind of went with it. Was that like a JCPenney's or something?
It was a department store.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like a hot topic for the 70s.
Oh.
So not like a hot topic at all.
No.
Yeah, in any way. Man, whenever I'm in a mall and I see a hot topic, it does feel very nostalgic. Because I owned so many shirts from Hot Topic in high
still
school,
do.
College, and adulthood. And still do. But it's all shirts I bought from then.
I could not wear Hot Topic shirts.
Oh, they didn't have...
Apparently, big men can't be counterculture.
It's bullshit.
It's kind of a rule, Matt, yeah.
Matt, break the rules.
What? No.
Start a business.
In what way?
Where you sell Hot Topic shit on bigger shirts.
Well, a lot of cool shirts are available in larger sizes now.
Yeah.
But they weren't back then. That's
yeah, because America's fat now.
It's true.
I was a pioneer, if you really think about it. I was morbidly obese before anybody else.
I've been waiting for you. America.
America finally caught up. You're looking at the next stage of human evolution. We'll be able to survive the longer winters that'll occur because of climate change.
Mm.
Is that a thing that's going to happen?
No, they'll be shorter. It'll be much hotter.
I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, until we're all
but
sunburned.
The eventual ice age.
We'll already be dead or skinny.
Nah, that's like 2030. Dude.
Dead or skinny.
You got a decade. Figure it out. Plump up.
I think we'll probably get skinny by that point because we'll sweat off all the from all the extra summer.
That's true. That's true.
People like Saich who grew up without air conditioning until 10 minutes ago.
I've been training my whole life for this.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you just don't sleep in August. Everyone knows that.
Turns out his joints aren't bad because of the pressure. He's just been storing water in them.
Oh, my God.
Like a camel.
He went to a chiropractor and got 2 inches shorter. Popped all my water sacks.
Popped my water
Your
balls.
What?
My water sacks. I keep water in my knees.
Yeah, I got water sacks all over my body.
What do you mean? Number one, there's straight up water in your knees. Number two, you're controlling that it's there?
Yeah, like, what?
We need to science you.
We gotta science you.
Oh, no.
All up and down. Yeah, we're
science. They're gonna take you apart, Sides. You better run.
No, I don't got time for the
they're
science.
They're gonna ET you.
Yeah, man. We're gonna science you good.
No, they're gonna give you a $50 gift card to Chili's.
What
a
Chili's, but
holy shit. Oh my God! Chili's proud sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say RLF, not getting that sponsor.
No, oh, I mean, goodness. I like Chili's, but not for the death of my friend.
I don't want.
He's
Chili's.
Not
going to
die.
Maybe if it was like they a just like a $50 gift card to like Fridays or something.
That's your
Crapplebee's.
Ooh, I'll take a Crapplebee's gift card. Take my science my ass up for $50 there. Eat like
Man,
a king.
If we ever had an RLF t-shirt, I would want it to be a science quote from just a second ago.
Science?
Science my ass up.
Just a picture of a doctor like holding a beaker on the front.
I'd take a $50 gift card.
And you can tell Al's complete distrust of the scientific community, because all I said was they were going to science the shit out of him, and Al automatically assumed that meant Seitch's instant demise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a secret creature.
You know,
it's what he is. I got to cut him off.
He's a secret creature.
And I just agreed to it. I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I was about to move on.
That's true. Okay, so he's a human camel hybrid because of his.
He's an
X-Files
episode, yeah.
Just like you, Matt, the next stage of evolution.
And this is. It's you versus the Mats.
That's true. The Mads, they can withstand winter way longer. But summers, I get the water sacks.
I'd watch that.
If it just sounds so much funnier when Seitch says it.
If you ever listen to Seitch walk in a very quiet area, very closely, you can hear a squish, 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 squish.
I just imagine people near sites would just be like, is that a waterbed walking by?
In your cabs?
Who's sloshing?
Can anyone else hear the ocean?
Seashell, baby. That's all. Just walk away.
Seashell, oh, baby.
He said seashell. He's cool.
He said seashell, pointed at me, and walked away. I like that guy. Wow, I don't even have any clue how we got where we are, but...
climate change.
It's because this is okay. RLF, that's why.
Yeah, welcome to RLF.
Welcome to RLF, indeed.
Put it in park and shut your mouth. You...
Bienvenido a la RLF.
Oh boy, we're getting bilingual on this bitch.
Yeah, had to throw it out there for my
common
Latino hombres.
Oh,
oh well, man,
and hermanas.
What about the French?
Oui, oui.
There we go. Yes, yes. Welcome.
Je m'appelle RLF.
What's that mean?
My name is RLF. Oh, oh wait, is it? No, I got nothing.
I don't know anything.
It's bon something.
Bonsoir.
Or French.
Bonsoir.
Unfortunately, I'm a very stereotypical American. I do not know any. I know merde, which is shit. That's it.
Bonsoir is goodbye or good voyage. Bonsoir. I don't know.
It's something.
No, bon voyage would be voyage.
I know shishi.
Well, shishi.
Yeah, it's thank you in Chinese. I think. Huh? It's nothing to do with this conversation.
No, we're talking about languages that we know. What languages do you know, RLFers? Let us know down in the comments.
Let us know.
I won't read any of the comments.
What?
Seitch refuses to read the comments.
It's not that I refuse. Huh?
Then what is it?
It's not that
you refuse.
I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I don't refuse
that's
to do
a bad
it.
Answer.
I don't refuse to do it. I just, you know.
He's not gonna.
I just don't do it.
Yeah.
You just actively don't read the comments. That's good.
Yeah, it all looks right. away from the
I
screen.
I just want you to know that sometimes yeah. your answers make it seem like you're a bad person.
Hot dog.
A hot dog? Is that yes. what he said? I don't think that's what he said. It cut out to so him. Said, you said hot
I'm
dog.
I'm going to say it's hot dog.
God how damn you, fucking internet.
How dare you call me a hot dog?
You know what's weird is that I did call you a hot dog.
Oh. Yeah.
He did. He was like, you fucking hot dog. Yeah. Would you get mad? Would you guys get mad if someone called you a hot dog? Let's say you're in traffic.
I think I'd be good.
I'd probably just laugh.
I think I'd laugh too. Let's say you're sitting in traffic and it lets up a little bit. And then all of a sudden, some guy pulls up and like kind of cuts you off. And you honk your horn and you're like, you flip them off and they turn back and they're like, fuck you, hot dog.
I'd be so
confused. Has he just created an enemy or are you laughing?
No, I'm laughing. I want to be friends with that man.
I feel like I would try and hit him back with something clever. Like, eat my ass, quesadilla. Ooh. Like, but I like at the time I would just be sitting there thinking, the fuck does he mean hot dog? Does he mean like I'm hot dogging it? Like I'm showing off?
Yeah. What do you mean hot dog?
I'm a showboat in my 2007 Hyundai Sonata? Come on now. You fucking kidding me?
I'd be like, yeah, I know. Let me take a side of fries with that. And then he'd be like, what?
Yeah. All right. You got any Cokes?
Yeah.
Be a good comeback.
That'll get him. Yeah.
Oh, see, I feel like Syke should be the guy dog. Where if some dude's like, hey, fuck you, hot dog, Syke is going to be like, I'll fucking kill you. Like, shit, like, just come way over the top.
Oh, no.
I know where you live and sleep, and I will fucking kill you. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Or I'll just go the opposite way and be like, wait, no, did you say you want to get hot dogs?
Become his friend.
I love
I'm
hot dogs.
I'm down to get hot dogs.
Oh, he calls you hot dog. You'd be like, I'm a mustard guy. Just that's it. That's all you say.
You just let him know your preference. Yeah.
just scream mustard.
No fucking sauerkraut ever.
Ugh.
Ever.
Don't even say the word. Sauerkraut. Don't get mad.
Sauerkraut.
Don't get mad.
Sauerkraut.
This is what you do if you get a hot dog with sauerkraut. You take it and you admire it because it looks good with the sauerkraut on there.
Tastes better.
You take a quick sniff of it because you're like, oh man, look at that. And then as soon as those sweet aromas hit your fucking nostrils, you're gonna know exactly what to do. You open up your mouth nice and wide and you drop it right in the trash.
right and then you pick up the one that's a foot long with extra sauerkraut and you eat that one.
Oh god,
it's
Matt,
the best fucking condiment.
You're a disgusting person.
That's
you sir can get hit by a bus.
I wow. can everybody can
there's a lot of buses.
Yeah.
Such a good comeback.
He's a fucking genius.
I seed an argument. I'll get hit by the bus.
There are moments where I'm like, man, he might be the smartest guy in the room. And then he doesn't talk for 18 minutes and says something like, hot dog.
Yeah. Hot dog. You gotta know when to jump in.
Throw that hot dog
in.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa. That'll get you in a lot of trouble.
Can't just go around throwing the hot dog in.
You got to get permission before you throw hot dogs anywhere in these days.
It's true. I've gotten into a lot
Kevin
of trouble.
Kevin Spacey got locked up. You think you're getting away with it?
Yeah. You're not nearly as talented as Kevin Spacey.
I don't know.
He was in Seven.
Yeah, he was.
He put it in the box. What's in the box? He was like, I already know.
Because I'm sorry. Didn't.
That was terrible.
Oh, no.
I apologize.
It's the lady's head. Spoiler warning, not spoilers. It's 14 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't get. I don't think there's any spoilers that at this point.
Nah, dude.
What's the time limit?
I mean, nowadays limit? I feel like for movies it's like 2 weeks, and TV shows it's like 3 days. It's super quick now.
I feel like if we were talking about a movie and we were within 2 weeks, we would still give out a spoiler warning.
I feel like I still say spoiler warning for most things, period. You're going to get people who get, like, complain about it no matter what. Not necessarily. But if you had, like, a large enough audience, that'll be the case.
That's fair.
Out of spite, Michael Kay will just say all of the major plot points to whatever TV show or movie that Peter Rosenberg is talking to just to be a bad guy. Yeah, really? Just to be a bad guy. So Peter will talk about how he's rewatching The Sopranos, and then Michael will start giving Sopranos spoilers, but then he'll just start saying other things like, Bruce Willis dies at the end of Armageddon. He doesn't make it back. Like he pushes Ben Affleck on the elevator, and he sends his ass back.
He just reveals the plot of other movies.
Yeah, he's just a bad guy about it. So funny.
That's Rowan hilarious.
Giving these spoilers out.
He plays a wonderful heel on the show, and he does. He's giving spoilers out left and right. Al, have you ever spoiled anything for someone accidentally or on purpose?
Probably.
Didn't realize it coming out of the theater. Oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it when blank blank happened.
When Jesus came back. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You are like that every year at Christmas Mass or whichever. No, it's
every Easter. Angel statue Easter. We see, he's like, guys, it's Jesus. We're like, no, it's another manger.
Spoiler alert, it's baby Jesus.
He's the chosen one.
Now I'm picturing the Matrix shot for shot, but instead of Neo, it's a guy in a Jesus costume. Just,
I thought you were going to say Edward Scissorhands.
Oh,
man. I love that so much. Edward Scissorhands, a movie.
Just picturing the scene where he stops the bullets, but it's just those big stupid, doofy looking knife hands. Ridiculous shit.
That is great. But the thing I'm picturing is him having the kung fu scene with Morpheus.
Like, yeah, does Morpheus get cut then?
Right? Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows?
He's starting to believe. When he does the running jump. Oh, man, please let it happen.
It's such an absurd character.
It was an absurdist movie.
It wouldn't play today. I don't think that you could do that today. I don't think anyone would enjoy it on a grand scale.
Who's an absurdist character?
I wonder.
Edward Scissorhands? Tim Burton? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you make like a, I don't know what a modern...
Do you gotta make it a horror movie?
That would be. See, but no, that's the kind of the beauty of Edward Scissorhands, that it isn't a horror movie. It feels like one, but it's not one.
No.
And if anybody is, and if it is a horror movie, society is the horror, not Edward Scissorhands, of course.
But you gotta, yeah,
he does nothing. He sculpts beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
No, you gotta make it a horror movie. Fuck it. Remake it.
Man, him versus Predator. Not, but then that's just
it. What? Him versus Predator.
Oh my god.
But not like him in the movie. They're making an actual movie where it's Edward Scissorhands versus Predator. He's supposed to be there.
Damn right.
Oh, did we say Nightmare on Elm Street?
I think we did. I feel like that was like the first one we said. Okay. But that's so on the nose.
It is. But I do want to see Freddy versus Edward.
Oh. That would be a bad movie.
Just like Freddy vs. Jason.
Freddy vs. Jason was, oh boy. I rewatched that like 2 years ago. I think it was summertime. It wasn't Halloween yet. And it is not a great film.
No.
Oh boy.
Great movie,
it's
right?
It's fun. No. No, it's not.
No.
What do you mean?
No, it's up there with like Jason X bad.
Yeah. I saw Jason X in theaters.
Oof.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
That's a rough one.
Lucky you. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was like a Tuesday, so it was like a discount, like $5 ticket, but still.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better.
I remember seeing it in theaters.
Oof.
That was a rough watch.
Ugh. Just horror stories.
Yeah.
I think we said welcome to RLF earlier, but did we introduce ourselves?
Oh, we didn't.
Well, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm Matt.
And I'm Nikolai.
Sites.
And who are you guys?
I'm Shovel Dunce.
Shovel Dunce. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I get it.
Shovel
like
Gum.
I'm a shovel.
Dunce.
Dunce? Dunks? Gunks?
Dunce.
Shovel
Dunce.
Dunce.
Dunce? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not one word. It's not like dunce. It's the sound like you make at a comedy club when a joke hits, like dunce.
Oh.
Dunce. Shovel. Dunce.
Oh, I get it. That's not what he said.
No,
but I get it.
That's how you pronounce the last name. It's French.
For bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Way to ruin my fun.
I mean, it could have been French for funny.
No, Nikolai. Everybody knows the first rule of improv. No, but.
You're right. I'm a true improv. Oh, fuck. I'm true.
I'm sorry. You just look so defeated.
I just gave
moment.
Up on it so hard.
You guys didn't
My mouth went improv.
You guys didn't see when he messed up, and then his arms like went to his side, and he looked down in a way like he was ashamed to look at me. I
was like, Matthew, I'm sorry.
I have brought shame to myself and my family.
Oh,
my
God.
Name.
Do you guys want to take a look at some of the comments from last week's episode?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Wow.
They're really not feeling it.
The videos on YouTube have a place called the comment section where people can type out heartfelt and thoughtful reflections of the videos they just watched. Like you at RLF on Wednesdays. Now the gang will read a few. It's really hard to rhyme the word Wednesdays.
Or a few people had pointed out that I say grocery food store. And that's basically the same as saying food store. And that is very funny because I never realized I said that. It is totally true. I do say grocery food store, and it's something I have said for, like, I think forever.
I think I say it the same way, too.
I don't know if it's, like, a local colloquialism. Fuck.
Do your parents say that, or?
You got it.
But, yeah, my parents do say grocery food store, for sure. That doesn't mean that everybody, but it's definitely incorrect. It's redundant saying it that way. It's an extra word that's unnecessary. Because what else would be at the grocery store besides food?
Diapers.
Why would I need to diapers. Say... there diapers. Are diapers.
Diapers, baby
but why
food.
Why would I need... There's stuff in addition. Which is but there's food. Also food.
Toiletries.
Yes, but...
I
didn't name them. I don't go to the grocery food and toiletry store.
Now's the best time to start.
I'm going to continue saying it that way.
Okay.
I just say the name
and
of the
you
place.
You can't stop me, internet.
You know what? This is my dunce.
Dunce. I like this one from another guy. This is accurate. He said you should rename the... Bless you.
Oh, man.
Fucking interrupt me again and see what happened.
Hey, Sage. Keep that to your fucking self.
Oh. Yeah, I will.
Jeez.
I'll keep it in there.
I like sneezes. I don't respect them.
That was Ultra Wave who said that about the grocery food store, by the way. So shout out to him.
Okay, thanks, Ultra Wave.
Another guy says, you should rename the podcast to The Wheezes, Bill and Sych.
Oh, all right.
Because we're Damn. Just wheezy when we laugh.
I guess. That makes a lot of sense.
And fuck you, another guy.
No, I appreciate the criticism or comment. Whatever.
Whatever. No, it's definitely a criticism.
Okay.
Criticism wow. comment. CC.
I had a
CC.
Oh, Nikolai dropped his pen. You got another one right there.
I don't want that one.
That's so weird. Oh, here it is.
Oh, my God. This guy. What? His pen.
It didn't hit the floor. And I was like, that's so weird. I didn't hear it hit the floor. It was baffling
me. It just disappeared.
It did. It disappeared into the couch. Has that never happened to you? That something no, like...
Of course. That happens to me all the
and
time.
And then your brain just focuses on like... I need to solve this quote-unquote mystery. And then you're like, all right, that's where the thing is.
Yeah, no, that happens to me daily.
Yeah. So, is there any sound louder on the planet than, like, the remote hitting the floor at night?
No.
That might be the loudest sound on Earth.
Sites dropped the remote yesterday, and it sounded like there was a gunshot.
Oh, jeez. How heavy was that remote?
Not heavy.
It's not even heavy at all. That's the crazy part. It's like a NASCAR remote, too, because as soon as it touches the floor, it goes into like 18 pieces.
Yeah, the batteries just...
And they all go back together.
Yeah, the batteries are like, they're scattered! they're gone.
they're like ants
three,
when the lights
go on. There's three AAA batteries. Like, what remote yeah. has three batteries? Get out of here.
It's gratuitous.
They will all instinctually go in... Every direction.
Yes. They like, know too.
It's insane. Let's see. What else?
This is some serious first world problems.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, our batteries fall everywhere when our remotes are like
my sleep is
half disrupted. Of China has the coronavirus.
Yeah, what fucking cunts we are.
It follows up with Nick here on YouTube's comments. Mm-hmm. Says this podcast does have about 2% boomer in it, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get it a little totally bit. Yeah, fair. A little baby boomer.
I think 2% is lowballing.
I would
us.
Say we definitely got 5 to 10.
Yeah, we're it's definitely a solid 7% boomer.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah. You know what? It's good to have a little variety in your life.
Yeah, switch it up. Switch it up.
I don't know if we have any percentage Gen Z. We watch, I look at TikTok every once in a while. Does that count, I guess?
I check the TikToks.
I don't say it that way.
I tell you this, I have never ticked a single talk.
That's a lie.
I
know you like TikTok.
No, I deleted it after like
but
a day.
You used to look
what
at it.
Is rotating right now?
You scrolling on the mouse?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's coming through loud and clear.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
You should apologize for it, though. And I'm glad
well,
you
I did.
I'm just sitting here. It was like a metronome torture. I was like, what is that?
What is going on? Help me.
Do you guys have any comments? Do you have it up right now?
Yeah. We got one from Krob. Krob says, as an April Fool's Day joke, you should spend the entire episode trying to get to the I don't have a gun part. I feel like we would get there super quick.
I don't know if we... Yeah, I don't know how long we could keep that up for. Certainly not an hour. I don't think we could keep up an hour, but maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, I got 15 minutes in me.
You think so? I got the music in me. I like that you're so ambitious. You're like, I got 15 minutes in me right now. Let's do it. But I think that if we were to start 5 minutes in, Seitz would become so blindly irritated, he'd completely check out.
No, I could get it going. I keep it going there.
Okay. All right.
I get a solid 2 hours in me. I could do it.
Oh, wow.
2 hours? Okay. Okay, now we're living in fantasy land.
Just a Christmas special.
That's right. 2 hours of me trying to get to the end.
So I just noticed something in the room. One of the pictures isn't on the wall.
Yeah, it...
Did that happen?
No, when I went in there, it was next to... If it had fallen, it was next to the beanbag. I just put it on the couch.
Damn it. I thought that it happened while you were like laying there sleeping.
No, because you would have heard a scream.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, especially if it hit me, you definitely would have heard "fuck" screamed super loud.
Yeah, yeah, you can definitely count on that.
I was like, "Where is it?"
What I'm referencing is a old Nintendo poster that I recently framed and put on the wall in the podcasting room.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, but apparently I didn't do a very good job, and those command strips I used did not hold.
You had just the one strip. That thing was heavy.
Yeah, I think I should use more than one strip. And the other one's only being held up with one strip, which is... I'm going to have to fix that. Yeah, it is pretty heavy. You are right.
Get down to Strip City.
True. Did you have any other comments?
Yeah. Josh Ashurst says, Edward Scissorhands as Air Bud in Air Bud or as a dog in Homeward Bound.
Edward Scissorhands as Air Bud is pretty hilarious.
You left out the best part of that comment where he says, I like the idea of him being clearly a human, but playing the role of an animal, and it's never brought up.
They just treat him like he's a dog the whole time.
Yeah, it's a dog. What are you talking about?
He comes into the house through the doggy door.
Yep.
They're like feeding him cheese.
Like the head of... Do you know Homeward Bound? Do you know that movie?
Yeah.
At the end when the kids ask, Chance! It's just, Edward! And then he just comes bounding over the hill.
But it's Edward Norton, so he's just doing that weird Edward Norton walk. Edward Norton. Edward Scissorhands. I don't know where Edward Norton came from.
Just imagining Edward Norton walking over a hill.
But it's not him as any one of his characters. It's just Edward Norton.
I should have been the Hulk.
I was the Hulk. They took it away from me. Do you think he's bitter about it?
God, yes.
I mean, I would be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the monies.
You know he wants some of that Marvel money.
All the monies.
He shouldn't have been such a dick to work with.
Yeah. It's true. It's fucking true. It pays to be nice to people.
You really?
I don't know.
Yeah, Sy's just super mean.
You don't know?
Yeah, I'm super mean, but people seem to like me still.
Okay.
People seem to tolerate you still.
Fuck you.
I mean, you're mean to Matt. Okay.
I'm not mean mean to Matt.
I mean...
Sy's, I feel like you're pretty mean to me.
Fuck you.
Oh, jeez.
Like...
I feel like if you were to backtrack 30 seconds, you've told Matt to go fuck himself twice.
No. Yeah. No. You got him nuts. You can do anything on the internet fantasy now.
At the start of this fantasy football season, we both attended a party where I said, how about you play a game, Sych? And you said, how about you die right now, Matt?
Oh, my God.
I don't think that was me.
That was you.
I watched it happen.
No, you guys were drinking that day, so
Christ.
Your memories are a little bit foggy.
We were all drinking that day, including you.
You're right.
You're right.
Sych will never deny drinking.
He's a terrible lawyer. Mostly because he isn't a lawyer.
Well, no, he's not just a lawyer.
Yeah,
he's
my time is
lawyer,
split.
A lawyer, a cop, or a doctor.
I'm a doctor, lawyer,
he's
cop.
No. He's a doctor first, then a lawyer, then a cop.
God, could you imagine if that existed?
It does. Actual person. You're talking to him.
No. I mean,
there
like
aren't
someone,
enough hours in the week.
You wouldn't be able to actively practice all three professions, but there is probably someone who was a beat cop, became a lawyer, and then got their doctorate in
criminal forensics.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not the way I did it.
Exists. No, mostly because you didn't.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, Sych, are you an offensive or defensive attorney?
Yeah, I'm an attorney at law, all right?
That's right.
Right.
Okay, that's a pretty general statement. Right.
Usually when someone is suing someone else, they are known as a...
Lawyer.
No. Oh man, that was a good one. Oh, play us out, Terry.
There we go. Terry.
Yeah, he's our new bandmate.
Yeah, Terry.
You have a band?
Terry
yeah,
Gunn.
We have a band now.
Terry Gunn?
Yeah, it's Tommy's brother. Tommy's a married man. He can't, you know, he can't play all the time for
it's
us.
It's all strings, just Tommy musical
and
instruments.
Mustache trying to get away from his wife.
No, it's Terry, dude. Oh, sorry,
Terry's big on the banjo, though. Bow,
now, now. Trying not to blow his cover.
Yeah, you're right.
His cover?
Yeah.
Too late.
They didn't hear me.
Anyway, thank you for all the comments.
Thanks for
the
comments,
week.
Everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah,
I liked one of them, and only one of them. And I'll never
you guys
tell you
decide.
Which.
Oh, God. You didn't like any of the Edward all Scissorhands ones, Nikolai?
No, those were actually pretty amazing. I was so happy that people like hopped on board with that.
Hot
it's
dog.
A great idea.
It's trending worldwide on Twitter.
Could you imagine?
Scissorhands a movie.
Edward Scissorhands a movie. Anyway, Al, before the podcast started, you told us that we have a super secret surprise.
Oh, yeah. We got some fan art.
Oh, man.
What? Nart?
From the fans, from the heart, it is RLF fan art.
Ooh, send it. Poppy.
Wow. Okay.
Nikolai wasn't mad. He was just disappointed.
Holy shit. Is
Ooh.
That is that me with a parakeet lifting my shades?
Yes.
Hell yeah. And you saying, get that bird pussy.
Is that something I've actually said?
It's possible. Yeah. It's a possibility.
Probably. I feel like that's something I would say. That is an excellent job.
It's a beautiful
of Matt
Nikolai
and Al's faces, and then Seitch is there too.
Oh,
Santa Seitch is
no.
here,
dude. Seitch's face—that's photorealistic.
That is very good.
I like he's reading Playbill.
Does Matt have the bird seat on his crotch?
Matt has a boner.
And I'm pitching a tent.
Wow.
You want that bird. That bird's confused.
I'm also fucking,
jeez,
skinny as all hell.
Good
like,
for you, Matt.
Like I lost that weight. Thank you.
Matt.
Al, you put on a few.
You've been hitting the gym.
It's because you were trying to get that bird pussy.
So yeah, and I mean, there's a bird.
Get that bird pussy.
There's a bird crying
on
you.
I think we're all trying to get that bird pussy. You Seitch, you're reading a Playbird.
Yeah, Playbird. Mm-hmm. Made by Seitch, so.
Yeah, Seitch.
Seitchy. Spelled the S backwards. You know, so you can really confirm that there's a Seitchy boy telling signature.
Yeah, because I'm a child.
Matt, you're also drinking that love juice.
Oh, that sounded right.
Love juice.
I mean, that's what it says. I'm just reading the label.
I like the color on that parakeet.
Yeah. It's a fancy parakeet you got there, Nikolai.
Or parrot. I don't need a parakeet.
Hey, man.
Parrot? I think it's a parrot.
That's my buddy right there.
This might be weird to say, but you're very, very good at drawing birds.
Yes.
Ooh.
Like really good. I always struggle with animals. They always look like something out of a horror show when I draw
them. Oh, God.
So when I see animals well done, like.
Even snakes?
What's up?
Even snakes?
Oh, yeah. Snakes. I make snakes. They look like bulgy and fucking like oblong.
I was trying to make a joke. But, all
right. Well, no. I didn't
just
get your joke.
Snakes would be easy to draw.
Yeah. They're not.
Draw like two lines that end in a fucking arrow. But whatever. I have a sweet parakeet friend, and I call him Mr. Roger. Okay?
Oh, Mr. Roger.
Roger.
All right? And he raises my glasses so I can do the people's eyebrow, but I'm not as good at it. Okay? So I make people feel uncomfortable, and I say, thank you, Mr. Roger.
You look like you're very welcoming.
Yeah.
To this park to Boner Park.
Where we get some bird pussy. Ew.
Gotta get that bird pussy.
Man, I got that owl. Hot dog.
Birds cannot consent, so I don't know if this is okay.
I don't know. This sound they make, you can tell.
You know, we're talking about pigeons. How they shit all over fucking Zaych's car all the time.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I mean,
I don't have a car.
Whose car was that?
Oh, boy. Where have they been shitting then?
They just shit in his shoes.
Man, that would be a real bummer. To get bird shit in your shoes.
Yeah, that would suck dick. No, I think it would suck to get bird shit most places on you.
It is so jarring to have anything in your shoe at all, whether it be like a tiny pebble or snake. Bird shit.
Hornet wasp. Yeah.
A hornet wasp?
Yeah, it's a fusion of a hornet and a wasp.
Okay.
It's like 6 inches long.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's way too big.
And
that's a big crush this thing immediately.
Did I say that's a big bee?
When it stings you, and the stinger breaks off, right? instantly grows a new one.
Instantly grows a new one after it stings someone.
Yeah, it can actually fire them like projectiles, like a nail gun, like phew, phew, phew.
Wow.
No, thank you.
That.
Yeah. Don't fuck with hornet wasps.
Jeez.
A wasp?
Because they're big bees.
A wasp? Hornet.
You know what's always a jarring bug because of its size?
What's that?
Dragonflies.
Oh,
they're always like, they're harmless. I've never had like a dragonfly fuck with me, but they're so big that they're like, holy fuck, the first time you see a dragonfly.
When I was little, somebody told me that if a dragonfly stung you, then you would be paralyzed.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense. Was he your brother?
No, I forgot who it was.
Do they even have stingers?
No, I don't
think
so.
They sting things.
They probably eat things with their mouths.
I don't know enough about dragonflies to prove you right or wrong.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh, man, that could be true, and then
that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Those creatures exist
because they were everywhere, and I was like, oh no,
I don't want to walk home now.
You did grow up on a dragonfly farm.
Yeah, it's true. You would think I would know more about them.
Used to load them up in the trucks every weekend.
I thought about
Happy it. Would get me up at 4:30 in the morning every morning to milk the dragonflies.
Oh no!
I knew that's what you were gonna say.
Oh God!
I hated that job.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we do have another fan art that was by Robert.
What?
Robert Has Downs, by the way.
Oh wow! Yeah. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
So here's number two coming on up from Robert.
Matt.
I do remember me saying that as you.
As Al. Okay, that does make sense. Robert,
that is how I speak.
Dig your art style quite a bit.
He screams it all the time.
Sage is wearing a hat that says dumb cumster.
No, he's not. Yes, he is. That's amazing. Look at my smile.
You are so happy.
I look so devious.
You and Sight, you're having a great time.
Look at how old I look. I just have such an old looking face.
Just like in real life.
He captured your tiny little...
I actually heard his feelings on that one. I'm sorry, Sight.
He captured your tiny little bird mouth perfectly.
I thought you were going to say penis.
What do you mean? I don't have tiny bird mouth.
You're talking about that bird mouth.
You do. Your mouth is tiny.
Like that of a bird.
You could barely fit two hot dogs in there.
Dude, I could fit 6 hot dogs, okay?
Wow.
Well, know what we're doing next time you come home.
Oh, man, I don't want to do that.
I'm buying hot dogs.
Again.
6 free hot dogs, Sage.
That's true. All right.
I am... Matt, I'm upset with you in this picture.
Yeah, you're not happy. I am kind of making a mockery of what you stand for.
And it looks like you're wearing his clothes.
I'm impressed with you put this mustache on.
The shading of your eyes makes it look like you have really long lashes, and therefore you're a drag queen throwing shade.
Just living
like,
my
you
life.
You look like Alicia.
I got my...
Alicia.
Alicia. Yeah, Alicia, you better not talk to Alicia wrong. Mm-mm. She'll cut you.
Wow. What, she'll
sneeze
dangerous?
On your sandwiches.
She'll sneeze on your sandwich.
Jeez, that's super inappropriate, Alicia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that. Gross.
I just drank water and then exhaled loudly into the microphone.
Yeah, you did.
I forget sometimes that these pick up sounds.
By design.
Yes, that's
and intention.
Their function.
Yeah.
Well, no, that it lets the viewers experience inner Matt.
Yeah. Ooh, Matt loved that joke.
Inner Matt.
Inner Matt.
Experience your inner Matt.
All you gotta do is talk into these microphones and you'll learn the inner you.
Join our 32-step program to channel your inner Matt.
Every step costs $100.
Wow.
Yes.
But it's worth it.
Plus the $800 room and board fee.
And don't forget, you could just pay up front.
For the 6-hour class?
Yes.
I highly recommend it.
I wouldn't $800
for room and board for 6 hours. Let's do it, America.
I wouldn't do it.
Do they get a meal?
That's the one review. The one review is from Saichi of RLF. I wouldn't do it.
I don't know how you would write this sound effect in a review, but it would be mm-mm. I wish that I could find out what life is like in a large urban area.
That's right. Well, we have a segment for that.
We do?
Yeah. Yep.
What is that? It called?
Big City Living!
Living up when the sun go down in the big old city.
Yes, you are.
Big old city living.
Oh.
Hey, fellas.
Beautiful.
Oh, what's up?
How's that big city living?
Well, yeah, you know.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know. I mean, I actually have I have nothing. Nothing happened.
That was big city living.
Living it up in the city. Epic tales of living with friends.
Getting crazy in that fucking city.
Oh, man. So, you know how they're not doing the plastic bags anymore starting on the 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened and I didn't even know about that. Like, what is the law? Like, just no more bags?
It's
not even 5-cent bags, it's just no more bags.
No, you can bring, they have paper bags.
Yeah, I think some places are charging per bag, like paper bag.
You know what? We should just start goose-stepping and putting stars on people.
You know what? I actually like the idea of them just saying no bags, that they don't offer even the 5-cent option, because I can't fucking stand how much people complain about having to pay 5 cents for a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just bring the reusable one.
Just, it's so simple. And people bitch and fucking moan about, could you believe we gotta pay 5 cents for a bag? This is, you buy a reusable one, you have it for like 8 years, dude. What the fuck? Like,
it's got my grandkids' picture
on
it.
No, I get where you're coming from. I would always just tell them the same thing. Just, I don't make it the rules. I'm not the guy who's in charge of this.
It's true.
You're not getting anything out of being mad at me. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not going to fix it. Yeah, my last name isn't Mr. So-and-so. Mr. Name of the
that'd
company.
Be, that'd be
Mr.
weird.
So-and-so.
Yeah, that'd be a weird name. Oh, here comes Nikolai So-and-so.
And then you'd just be like, you know what? If I was in charge of them, they'd be 55 cents. Fuck you.
Now you really got something to tell your book club.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I bring my backpack every time I go to the store anyway. So like, I'm like, no, don't put it in the bag. I'm like, whatever, I don't fit, then put it in the bag.
That's where you keep the candy for the children that you like to feed on the way home from school, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, he's got to put the candy somewhere.
You're a freak, Seitch.
Well, that's what Seitch likes to do.
Yeah. Seitch, you gross freak.
What do you mean?
You like to give out candy to just random children?
But, kids like candy.
Seitch isn't giving his candy away.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, fuck kids. I'm not kids giving like them candy. You think I'm giving kids candy? Then you're dumb.
Dumb like those kids.
Did you get any chocolate? Kids.
No, I didn't go today. What? I was gonna go to the store, get the see if they had that after Valentine's Day discounted candy, you know. For the lonely people.
Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you lonely on Valentine's Day? Wait till the day after. Get all this candy for $2.
Mm-hmm. Get your chocolate fix.
8-foot Snickers bar.
Get your freak on.
Mm. And I'll just eat it.
Did you guys do anything?
In my room and cry. Oh my God.
Oh God. I walked a dog.
Just any old dog or?
My friend's dog.
Okay, that's cool.
That's better than finding a dog and walking it.
I'd probably be in more trouble. Maybe.
Did you fall in love with the dog?
No, he doesn't like
not
dogs.
Not Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry, I didn't kiss the dog.
You're supposed to be like, oh, hello, puppy.
You didn't ask if you kissed it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't remember asking you to kiss the dog, but.
No, he asked me if I fell in love with the dog, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, usually you gotta kiss things you fall in love with.
Right. True. Right. When you're right, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
Plus, the dog could have turned into another creature.
What? Why would it do that?
Because frogs do that when you kiss them.
It's true.
That's true.
Sometimes.
They usually turn into people.
It's true.
Man, what do you think a dog would turn into? Would it turn into like a giant?
Wait, oh my God.
I don't know. Maybe it would turn into like a half human. Because if frogs are people, maybe dogs would be like half people, half something else.
It just turns into a completely different, like another animal. Like the dog just turns into a giraffe.
Just ruin the house.
Oh, my dog turns into a giraffe sometimes. Sorry.
Just don't kiss it.
I really hate when that happens, but, you know, it's pretty cool. It adds a little spice to life.
Yeah.
I love spice.
Spice.
I love the Spice Girls.
That nobody had questions for the dude who was a frog. Like, she didn't question it at all.
That's true. He turns back and he's like a prince now and he's like, hey, man, what about all the flies?
Yeah. And he didn't have any questions either. Like, hey, I couldn't communicate with you. Why'd you kiss that frog?
Yeah, you gross, lady.
Like, I'm grateful, yeah. But what the fuck, Sharon?
You nasty. It's like I saw the inner you. No, I couldn't talk.
You saw a frog?
Yeah.
He had warts and he went ribbit. And you were like, I'm going to kiss that.
I like it.
I got to go.
Don't follow me.
Thank you, but don't follow me.
You saw me eating flies, and you kissed me on the mouth.
Unprovoked. I just jumped up on this log. It didn't. It took no convincing at all. You're gross.
How have you washed your face and mouth?
You should feel bad. Like, I don't want to slut shame, honey, but... ugh.
Oh man, you just see the lady take out a little like pistol.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Aiming at the frog prince guy. Like,
no.
Who the fuck are you to talk to? Like, how dare you kink shame me? I'm into kissing toads.
Yeah, I kiss frogs.
Yeah, whatever. I'm trying to get high and I'm trying to get my freak on with some toads in the woods.
Well, that guy would be out of there quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Why is that?
Because she had a gun, and if he would be thinking, if I need a gun, I don't want to be here.